Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Damaris with Insight by Damaris, and we are here in the week of, the week ending February 28th, and so it seems like this year is sort of flying by already. I just want to take this time to thank all of those who support my efforts and my works. And I am thankful for you. I am thankful for my ancestors and spiritual guides, and I am thankful for your ancestors and spiritual guides as well. I hope that we all have a good week. And it looks like this week might be a little interesting. So we're going to try to work it out the best way that we can. And so I'm going to go through the reading. There's a couple of suggestions here in the reading, and so we'll look at those and see if they can help us during this week. After the reading, I'm not going to take too many calls. This is going to be a short show. So after the reading, I'll take the first couple of callers and we'll wrap it up. Oh, and for those that are listening too, I just want to say thanks for being flexible with the weekly insight, because sometimes it's just posted live on Facebook and on my blog, and then sometimes it is here on Blog Talk Radio. And so tonight I was actually going to post it on Facebook, and then someone sent me a text. Actually got a couple of texts like, are you going to be on Blog Talk tonight? So I said, well, yeah, if you're going to listen in, I'll be on. And it's interesting because the two people who contacted me are not on the call right now. So I don't see them on the line. So that's interesting. But here we go. So I never really know which one people prefer. Some people say they like the Blog Talk. Some people say they like it when they can read it, when it's posted. So I just kind of go back and forth on it. But anyway, we'll start off with the reading here. And the theme for this week's reading is Own It, Claim It. So we have to own it, claim it, and it's actually speaking about our energy and our movements and our desires. So I will start off with the notes, and we will go from there. So, and I'll read straight from my notes here. This week's reading reminds us to take control of the wheel. There may be a sense of panic, scattered energy concerning loss. This loss can be of a person, of a position, such as work, or even losing control. So even emotional, feeling an emotional loss as well. It says that what we must look at here is the cycle of our energy. Have we been here before? So have we been here before? Are these emotions or feelings or even a situation that is being replayed? Did we learn this lesson before and we forgot? So here it's asking us to make sense out of this energy. If there is some form of panic or feeling of loss and scattered energy, to look at where it's coming from. Have we been here before? So to ask those questions. It also says there's definitely tricky energy at play. And although the stakes may be high for some people, this is definitely a test of our power and our strength. And I'll stop there for a second just to describe the body scan, but the body scan shows it looks like there's a wind, like there's an energy sort of all around on our left side, on our right side. The left side of us seems to be higher up, so there's a part of us that may not be grounded. Usually the left side is family, our intimate situations and things like that, so that's kind of up in the air. And then it's interesting because as we move forward, we're not necessarily comfortable moving, but we don't really know exactly how things are going to play out or what's happening. And it's interesting because sometimes we can operate on faith and say, oh, well, you know, I know everything's going to work out okay. But for whatever reason, this week, things seem to be a little shaky and our faith is tested. So it's an interesting look here. And then there's definitely energy connected to the stomach. There's energy connected to the sexual chakra, or I should say the reproductive area there. There looks like to be an old, for some people, some attachments there. So that's going to affect the lower back. That's going to affect bowel movements. So there might be some constipation, or let's say you get nervous and you have a nervous stomach, or if your nervous system affects your bowels, that may sort of fluctuate this week. Also headaches, head pressure, confusion, and not really sure where to place things. So there again, looks like we're kind of up in the air here. I'm going to go back to reading the rest of the notes. And so I left off, where did I leave off? I left off here. There is definitely tricky energy at play. And although the stakes may be high for some people, this is definitely a test of our power and our strength. And it's interesting because when I look at the body scan, which I just went over, and I look at the aura colors, the two do not match up. So when I see it this way, the energy field is compromised. And so what does that mean? This means that there's definitely tricky energy at play. Now, we could be tricking ourselves. Maybe there's certain things that we don't want to look at, and we might even be tricking, playing trickery with our own selves. But also there's an energy of confusion that comes in the air. So if we're not on our game, we will feel some of this. And so it's like there's a wind, and we just may get hit with that wind of confusion or heaviness or trickery. And so the reading has a few suggestions here, and it speaks about regaining grounding. So how can I become more grounded? And, of course, through meditation. If you are actually in an area where it's pretty decent, where you can go outside, I would definitely connect with a tree to ground yourself. And for some of you that have not had interactions with trees, trees are extremely powerful. One, because if you find a pretty nice-sized tree, it's been there much longer than you. It's been in tons of minerals, potent energy, which is where we come from anyway. That's what we need in our body. And so when you connect with a tree, it literally can pull the energies that we do not want and help us replenish and balance ourselves. So if you're connected, if you are in an area where you can connect with a tree, definitely do so. If not, you can do meditation and visualize being connected with a tree to bring forth that grounding. Also, the tips here says cast out personal demons. And so there's many ways to cast out personal demons, but first we have to acknowledge them. We have to say that I want to take control of this energy. And I want to say this too, this is a quick sidebar, but as far as this energy that we're going to experience a lot this week, be aware that many people are lighting candles. A lot of people are praying and meditating. Some people are sending out bad energy to other people. Some people are sending out good energy to people. But the fact is that it's all energy, and you could take it, own it, and claim it and do what you want with it. So I would say this week would be the week that you would want to light your candles and maybe do a ritual or something like that and take advantage of this wind and this energy that's sort of circling around us. And so I would definitely do that. So, or think about it, or come up with a new ritual of some sort and make it happen. Okay, so back to the suggestions, casting out personal demons. So first we have to admit that there are some personal demons and sort of own our energy. The reading even asks, is this my energy? You know, am I feeling myself, or am I replaying my mother's energy? Am I replaying my father's energy or their scenario? Am I replaying, like, my family's history's energy? You know, where is this energy coming? Am I really me? And so this week is a great time to reclaim yourself so that we can move on with more power, with more potency with our desires, because we will actually be in our energy. If things are not working out for us in some areas, it could be, according to the reading, that we are not living all of our lives. It's like a combination of, you know, part my mom, part my dad, part my family history or patterns or curses or whatever people want to use. And so if we're not 100% us, or at least taking that energy and making it work for us, then that makes us sort of basically not as potent as we would be. So this week is definitely a challenge, or challenges us. And so for some, it's actually a good week, because you can kind of prove that, okay, I'm going to exercise my strength. I've been focusing and working on certain things, or I've been focusing and working on certain meditation techniques or whatever. This week is definitely a good week to put some of these things into action. Okay, and I think I said this before, but the reading is also saying, ask where some of this nervous energy, if we have some nervous energy this week, ask where it's coming from. And I mentioned that, like, is this me? And then the reading says, let me flip over here. The reading says that we are multi-layered. So if our spiritual world is out of control, the reading says to bring balance, we should do our physical work. And then if our physical world is out of control, the reading says to bring balance, we need to do our spiritual work. So just to give an example of that, if my physical world is out of control, I can't seem to exercise discipline, or my work is going crazy, I might lose my house, my physical world is sort of out of control. So if the reading is suggesting is that's when we need to balance, bring forth balance by implementing the spiritual side of things. And so that would be the candles, the prayers, the meditations, the visualization, contacting ancestors and guides and asking for assistance in that way. Because if we have done as much as we can as far as our physical world and things are being chaotic there, well, then what other way would there be to bring forth the balance? And the same thing with the spiritual aspect. Spiritually, it could be not feeling yourself, feeling that there's other energies present, feeling, you know, you come in the house and it feels like somebody else is in the house with you, but you're not feeling yourself, being overly emotional, feeling heavy energy on you. So the reading would say, well, to bring balance, do the physical things. So the physical things would be such as the tree, connecting with the tree, spiritual bath, eating properly, eating more greens, getting more water, doing some fasting. So you would do physical things to bring back balance or grounding with the spiritual issues. And so I think that's actually a really excellent tip there for the week. And before I wrap it up, I want to go back to the aura and body scan. What definitely comes up first in the aura is the color red. That is our root chakra. That has to do with our foundation, our homes. It has to do with our mothers, some of us, how we feel as a mother or how we feel as a parent. It also has to do with emotions, and it's connected to our heart. So there's definitely I would say, because that's the those are the first colors that come up in the aura, I would say definitely for this week, check to see where the emotions are coming from, like the reading says. But also really look, I would really look at any form of mother issues, any form of mother disappointment, and see if there's something there that needs to be cleared out, because that could actually help us to regain focus. Because here it shows that ultimately, if I go down into the aura colors, it shows ultimately what is really happening is that we're coming back to our true selves anyway. So this week, just like many other weeks, are a test. And actually this week is a test. It does say that it's a spiritual test. So some people say, well, I might be losing my home, and that's not, you know, this is a real deal for me. But at the end of the day, this reading says that it is definitely a test. This is a test. And so if we're able to take more control of our energy, there again, own it, claim it. The reading first opened up and said, take the wheel. You know, it suggests that this week we take the wheel. And what does that mean? Some people, you know, obviously on Facebook, baby Jesus, take the wheel and all of that. But it's here the reading is suggesting that we take the wheel and say, okay, this is why I'm here. This is what I'm going to do. I'm moving forward. I need to get this done. And so to be clear and precise, there again, before I wrap up the reading, I will say that this is a very potent week to get some things done spiritually behind the scenes. So everybody is going to be, not everybody, but a lot of people are, it's almost like energy is everywhere. So it's almost chaotic in a way. So the thing is that it's just a matter of, let me take some of this energy, use this energy and convert it for what I needed to do for me right now. So this is the week. This is definitely the week to be the magician, you know, to be the spiritual worker, if you will. I highly encourage that, looking at the energy there in the body scan. So I hope that was clear. If you have any questions or comments, any personal things, I did leave the information here. Some of you know how to reach me, but you can reach me on my email if you want an individual personal reading. The email is damaris9@gmail.com, damaris9@gmail.com, if you would like a personal reading. Also, if you would like energy clearing, if you need spiritual bath, please contact me. And this is also a reminder not to let things go too far. And lately I've been coming across a lot of people who just let things go too far. They know they need to take the bath. They know they need to go on a fast. And for whatever reason, we seem to, I think collectively, we seem to just sort of push things and we just kind of let them go. And usually those things are what should be addressed before anything else, you know. And so lately I've been dealing with a lot of people. I had a client who for a year she has felt like put something on her, some roots on her. She had a lot of heavy energy. She was hearing voices. These voices were telling her to do stuff. She was feeling movement inside of her body. These things were not in her mind, because when she came to see me, I could feel them move in her body. So, you know, so it wasn't like it was something just in her mind. And so I said, well, how long is it? She said, for a year. And so when I at first I was thinking like, oh, maybe she's been somewhere, she's done a few things and it just didn't help her out or whatever. She hadn't done anything. She didn't even do the basics like sage in her house. You know, she didn't do the basics. And then she had the nerve to say, oh, this is never going to go away. This stuff has been bothering me for a year. I said, well, how would you know? You haven't even done anything. You haven't even done the basics. So, you know, if you let some things go on a little too, all they're going to do is build up. So things just get worse. And if you have these little attachments or spiritual attachments,
they're just going to get worse. If you got some little spirits or whatever in your house and you just kind of ignore them and act like they're not there and light, you know, a stick of frankincense and myrrh incense and continue to wash the dishes like there's nothing there, it's just going to get more intense. So it's best just to handle these things. And it definitely has been the situation, I want to say, for the past month or two where a lot of energy has just gotten heavier, thick, and people are starting to feel it. So my thing is, why let it go too far? So own your energy, claim your energy, and work it the way that you need to work it. Okay, so I'm wrapping that up. The line is now open. I'm going to take a couple of questions for those who have questions. And hang on here. And again, I always appreciate you guys listening in. I appreciate the support. I've been very busy. I appreciate your business. Let me take the first caller. Oh, here we go. Okay. Area code 901.
Hi, Damaris. I do a lot of spiritual work on myself. Is there anything that I need immediate attention to?
Yes, I see. It looks like when I did your body scan, it looks like, now I don't know what how you're doing your spiritual work, but it looks like you actually contacted some folks. So I don't know if these are your ancestors, your guides or whatever. And so I would actually... And I'm not looking, I haven't written down your aura colors yet, but what I would do is, because I see them in your aura, what I would do is actually give them busy work, give them things to do.
Okay.
So it seems like you, I don't know what spiritual work you have been doing, but it seems like you've actually made contact with some folks, some of your guys and stuff. And so there's a few there that are saying, okay, we're here, you can give us something to do, because that's what they're there for anyway.
Right. Okay, yes. Just prayers and talking to them, and, you know, I always burn my candles. So if they're here, I'm definitely going to start making a detail list, yes.
Yeah, make a list. Say, these are my plans. Sit down. Y'all come up with a strategy as if they're right there. And so let them do some work for you, because they're definitely around you.
Okay, I sure will.
And then I would say, I would do this, because your body is scan is like leaning a little bit to the back. It's like you're moving. It's like you want to move forward, but there's a little, like you're hesitant. You're not all the way sure. I would say this, that as you're having conversation and you've given them the plan of what you want to do, then you take a couple of steps and then let them, you know, so you kind of get the energy moving and then let them go ahead and work some things out for you. But it looks good, and it also looks like you're growing spiritually. So I would just figure out new ways to communicate with them, have conversation, and give them, you know, give them some busy work. That's what they're there for.
Okay, I sure will. Well, I don't want to take up all the time, but I'm thinking about, is this guy with the first initial J, should I just give that up?
Oh, let me see, because I was just getting ready to write your, I see the first thing, I was just getting ready to write your aura colors, and I see relationship, let me see what comes up after that, though. Hang on a second.
Thank you.
Okay, now looking in your aura, it looks like you do need to sort of relax, like maybe take a break or sort of step away for a while. But let me just look at his body scan, because then I'll see if you should just mess with him in general. Hang on a second.
Okay.
You know, it might be a situation where you just kind of take a break for a little bit, re-strategize, you know, create like a space, and then maybe be a little bit more creative as to how you decide to deal with him. So maybe what you might want from him or want the relationship to be like may be a little bit premature. So then if there is just, if you want to just maybe revisit the situation and come at it from a different angle, that might be better. When I did his body scan, it just looks like he hasn't fully, I don't know if you're looking for more from him, but it just doesn't, it looks like he hasn't fully made steps towards you all the way.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some hesitation there. But it doesn't look like he's necessarily opposed to it. It just doesn't look like he's actually done it. That's why I say maybe come up with a different, be a little bit more creative as to how you communicate with him if you still want to have him in your circle. He doesn't seem to be a bad person. So it's just maybe continue to, well, it still says in your aura, though, so I shouldn't deviate away from that, but it still says to move back and then revisit it later. So maybe give it some space.
Yes,
and then who knows, maybe he'll think and come at you,
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Thank you for confirming that. I appreciate it.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, area code 404.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, how are you?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Okay, good. I'm doing your body scan right now. Uh-oh.
Awesome.
Okay, good. What questions do you have? You need to do some sweating, though. I know you work out and stuff like that, but you need to just go sit in, like, a steam room and just sweat. Don't move. Just, like, let the steam make you sweat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just looking at your body scan, so it looks like there's a lot of pressure between your head and your neck and shoulders. So it looks like you just need to de-stress, like you need to release some things from that place. And then it also looks like you want to continue to make some moves because it looks like you're actually in between two different places. So I would say for this week, because of, I don't know if you even heard the whole full week reading, but I would say because of the energy of this week, I would go ahead and just focus on one thing instead of being scattered. Just sometimes we can put something on the back burner and say, I'm just going to leave it here and revisit it next week.
Okay, focus on one thing in my spiritual work or
no, it looks like it's physical. It's physical. It's not spiritual, it's physical. So if you're scattered in that particular area, and I haven't even done, I'm just looking at your body scan, I didn't do your aura colors, but if you've got some things going on in your physical life, you know, some things that might be getting on your nerves or you feel like it's putting you in too many different directions, I will put one or two things on the back burner and just revisit it at a later date and just make this week. So the goal is to make this week very simple, very straightforward, you know, very simple.
Okay.
What question do you have?
I feel like, you were talking directly to me about doing the cleanse and spiritual work, because I do feel like pressure on my shoulders and that. I don't know what it is, what exactly it is, because I want to slay this dragon.
Oh, okay. This is what I would look at. Remember, I don't know if you remember in the reading, because the first thing that comes up is red. And so your red isn't even really showing in your aura. The red is mother stuff, home, responsibility, you know, anger, emotion, and stuff like that. But to see if any of that is stirring and you've been sort of not dealing with something emotionally, because it looks like that's what's brewing, you know, but it's definitely connected to probably like your household, maybe family stuff or something like that. It looks like some things are brewing. And so if you've been keeping things to yourself, maybe you haven't been fully expressing yourself or whatever, then it's like that could be building up inside of you. So that could be the dragon that you mentioned, like slaying the dragon that needs to be slayed, like something that needs to be spoken,
mm-hmm.
you know, something that needs to be taken care of, because it just looks like it's piling up between your head space and your shoulder space. But what it's doing when I look at your body scan is it's making the lower part of you shorter. So what this means is that when I see like a person's legs, like in the body scan, shorten, it means that this these problems that they're carrying is causing them to, they may be making strides, but not as much as they could.
Mm-hmm.
So until other things get dealt with, then there might be little blockages here or there as it relates to physical stuff. But even though I know from what I can tell, I know your own personal business seems to be going well, but still here in the body scan, it shows that your lower half is shorter, meaning that it's something is keeping you from moving all the way forward. But it looks like it's between old stuff like family stuff, you know, relationship stuff. And so if there's something that you've been kind of keeping to yourself, you might just need to have a conversation, you know, to release
conversation
it. But that's what it looks
with
family or and if that's not possible, then at least with yourself where you can release it.
Okay.
Mhm. And I would say, I don't know if you heard, but I would say go back and make sure that you're not carrying things the way that your mother did. You know, as far as like, you know, how she handled relationships or friendships and things like that, just to make sure that you're not repeating something.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily you.
Mhm.
I would look at that.
That definitely stuck out to me, but it seems like the thing that I am dealing with is like things that actually in relationship with me and my mom, but now it's with somebody else.
Oh, okay. Kind of, okay, so like a replay. I get it. I get it. It's kind of the same. Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. So then what I would do is address it from the mother standpoint, because really a lot of times we will choose a mate or we'll even have friends that remind us of our mothers, or they will remind us of our fathers. And so I would at least deal with the issue with your mother to yourself. You know, like there again, I would sit in the steam room somewhere and just sweat and think and release, and then go and then talk to, you know, or make changes in your current relationship.
Okay.
Mhm. But it seems like after you do that, then a lot of other things just open up. So it's something that's kind of, that's why I said this week, I think it's just a test for a lot of people. And, but it's, I feel like once certain people, once the dragon is slayed, then that's going to be it. You go on to the next phase. You know, so really it's good. You know, it comes off being kind of scary the way the body scan looks like it's just crazy this week. But at the end of the day, it's just really for our benefit.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you, and you know how to reach me.
Thank you.
And
awesome.
Keep me posted with what you do, or if you need some ideas, other ideas. But I did see sweating immediately. If you need some ideas, just hit me up.
Okay. Thanks.
You know, I mean, you know how to reach me. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Area code 404. Uh-oh, were you sleeping? Hello?
Hello? Is it me?
Hello, kid. Uh-huh.
Oh, it's me?
You're on.
Hi.
404. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Of course, I had to do a quick call. I was listening and talking about this.
Did you hear the entire reading?
I missed the first three
for
minutes.
For the week. Yeah, go back and listen to that anyway. Okay.
The first. Okay.
We'll listen to the archive. Yeah, but anyway. Okay, but we'll go ahead with yours. Okay.
So it's almost funny because it's almost like what the college has called you about. It's kind of going through some challenges and just really just my faith being tested in the whole nine yards and trying to slay the dragon. And for me, it's more turning the tides, especially in my professional career. And so I'm just wondering, outside of doing what I'm doing right now, which is preparing for this presentation for tomorrow, if there's any other things that I need to be doing or, you know, what have you.
Well, okay, so I did your body scan. One, it looks like, so are you ready for the presentation?
Yeah, I'm preparing it right now as we speak.
Okay, because it looks like you're ready. But what you have to do is, for whatever reason, it looks like part of you is split. So it looks like when you're there, it might be just half of you present. So I would make sure that when you, whatever your presentation is about or whatever, that you're there 100%, like that you're, like, I would even go as far as pretending that you're, like, acting like it's a movie or something like that, you know, like, be extra dramatic, but still professional. But I'm just saying as far as bringing all of your energy there, because what could happen is it could look like you're not all the way into it, or the person, whoever you're giving the presentation to, can look at, well, maybe she's not really all the way into it. It might be something that looks like they feel like it's lacking or whatever like that. But really it's because when I look at your body scan, it's like it's split. So it looks like part of you is like, yeah, I'm about to do this presentation, but the other part is like completely somewhere else. Are you really into what you're doing? Like the presentation?
I'm into it. I think my thing is more because of who I'm presenting it to. I don't know. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm taking a risk presenting it. I'm taking a risk presenting a role that I would like to take on. And enhancing it and expanding this role, but because of who I'm dealing with, I mean, she's pretty kind of aloof, and that's probably the split that you're probably picking up on is me just saying I don't even think this is going to be effective. You know what I mean? Like it's like that type of thing.
Oh well, then this is the thing though. Okay, so if that's the case, you might have the advantage. Only because this week it's about own it, claim it. So then if she's kind of not connected to her energy, it's almost as though your energy can persuade hers or influence hers. So if yours is more potent than her energy, then that can just only benefit you.
Got it.
You see what I'm saying? So like your energy can actually wake her up. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, your energy can wake her up. So I would, and then in your aura, so I would go ahead and make sure you light the candles, talk to your people. The first thing that comes up is, like, spiritual connection, spiritual communication, and relationship, but even, like, relationship building. So focus on how you want to relate to people. So, for an example, if you say, well, she might be aloof or whatever, but that doesn't really have to do with how you want to relate to people, you know, the kind of relationship that you want. Still have to, I would focus on that more so than the other person, because it's almost like getting punked and you're not, you understand what I'm saying? Like it's almost getting punked by a person who's aloof.
Right.
Because you're considering them more so than your own effort, if you will. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense.
But if I look at your, it does show that there's some opportunity coming up though in your aura colors. So I would just say give it all you got anyway, because you have some clean slates coming up, like meaning that you're given new opportunity to make like an impact or get new work or something like that, new clients or whatever. So I would just take advantage of the, there again, take advantage of the energy. Don't focus on the person, but just take advantage of your energy, what you're working with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So just be over the top dramatic tomorrow. Like maybe snap her out of the whole aloof thing. Yeah, you know, just be over the top.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's performing art.
And as far as kind of this week being that energetic, chaotic, which is like my, you know, which is what I'm kind of experiencing, and I'm probably feeling this chaotic. Anything I need to be doing to kind of centering myself?
Yeah, I see, like, your head area. So if you can, smudge your head or bless your head, like, cool your head down. I know you're probably not going to do, like, a head rinse or clear or something like that, but at least, like, smudge it, put some oil, like, around your neck or whatever, and sort of bless your head area. Or if you do meditation, or even ask your guys to come and, like, cool your head, bless the energy around your head space. You know, that's just going to give you greater focus and everything. So you can also do the visualization with the tree, you know, as like see your head being, like placing your head on a tree or something like that. I know it's cold where you are, so you won't be able to do it, but you can visualize that, but just bringing yourself down, sitting on the floor, grounding yourself, and imagine like your head just being cool and calm. So just bless it, like bless your head.
Okay.
Smudge it. Put your hand on your head and put some energy there, almost as though like the sun is setting in your head. You can actually visualize that. Like put your hand on your head and then just see like sunlight kind of coming down, clearing your head space. That actually works. That's a technique that works. I've taught it in class, and people can literally feel like sun, like warmth coming down in their head, like cooling their head. You there?
Okay. Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, and that can give you better focus, but also cutting some of the energy that's around the headspace. So you could have
your body.
Yep, it does. It looks like you got a little attachment anyway, coming like from your left ear, and usually that's the past, that's doubt, you know, that's old family stuff, whatever. So it's like part of you, or the part that's in the past, like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work, or, you know, here I am again, or whatever, like haunting messages from the past. So you definitely need to clear your head.
And that's the chaos. That's the chaos for me. It's all that old stuff.
Yep. But that stuff that's not like the truth though. You see, like that's not where you need to. There again, performing arts tomorrow. You know, give it all you got. You know, just you know, create a whole new identity, a whole new energy, so you can shake the other stuff off. You can always get in your thought bath and stuff like that, and that's fine.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So take a thought bath tonight. Talk to your ancestors. Bless your head. Get your focus. Get some good sleep. And go and hit it tomorrow, performing arts tomorrow with your presentation.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So good luck. Right.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. All right, talk to you later.
I appreciate you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Hello.
Erica 510, hi.
It is me, Erica, your sister.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Oh, hi, Erica. And that's funny you say that because I got to tell you later. So we only have 23 seconds left of the show. We're going to continue to talk. The show actually is going to end, but we're going to still talk.
No, don't talk.
Really,
I'm going to just say love you. Thanks for having the show.
Let's talk. I already said
call me after the show. Okay,
no.
We'll do it. Let's see.
Okay. All right. Hold. You said let's see. Okay. Let me see your body scan.
Okay.
So, oh, that's interesting. I would do a salt flush or
yesterday.
Colonic or something. Okay, well, do another one. Did a lot come out?
Not as much as I thought, but it was some.
Okay, do another one. Yeah, do another one. Because it looks like some stuff is stirred up, so you might as well just, yeah, bring the rest of it out because it looks like it's stirred up. Anyway, that area is highlighted in your in your stomach area. And so that's a part of your emotions for whatever reason. So some of the things there that you're releasing physically is connected to your emotions. So sometimes there's emotional energy, and then it comes into our body. It becomes physical. But if it's old in there, it can connect to our physical, so our emotional, I should say. So once you cleanse it out, you may not be as emotional, or you might find yourself a little bit more calm, if you will.
Okay,
it does look
calm.
Like you're growing. It does look like you're growing spiritually, because your aura actually looks bigger. And so it looks like you're growing. So you just have to take the initiative and move that energy forward. So don't wait until somebody inspires you. This is the time where you have to inspire yourself, which can be a little bit difficult. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Like, you have to inspire yourself. And so sometimes, a lot of times we look for, because we're human, we look for outside stimuli. However, in this situation, it looks like you're going to have to inspire yourself, continue to inspire yourself. So you might be feeling lonely in that aspect, maybe, maybe not, but there still has to be some inspiration. It does look like, too, ahead there might be some things that are like a sidetrack. So, for an example, some things might come at you, and really it's just to sort of throw you off your game. So be mindful of what comes at you this week, as what you should entertain and what you shouldn't entertain.
Okay.
So you have to look at, is this worth my energy? Should I put my energy in this direction?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
every
is this even worth me
it,
even having a conversation? Uh-oh.
So just be mindful.
Well, it looks like it's like somebody coming, and it's interesting because it's like connected right to your head, and this is in front of you. So it's just like somebody going to come and either say something, or it's going to be almost like a mind game. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's going to affect your mind or how you think, or like, what did that person really mean, or what do they really mean by that, and, you know, that kind of thing. So you have to say, I don't really have time for no mind games, or I don't want to, you know, if I got to have code to figure it out, then I don't need to have the conversation, you know, something like that. But you just have to, I would just avoid that altogether and just focus on whatever it is you're going to focus on spiritually as far as your spiritual growth.
I'm doing good. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you are doing good. It does look like there's something that wants to try to hold you a little bit from the past, but then you're like, even though your head is looking forward, your arm is still kind of like connected to whatever this is in your past. And so you just have to kind of say, I'm going to completely leave the past for now and move forward. So almost like the advice that I gave the other young lady that was just there on the phone as far as like performing arts, and you should have no problem with that being like real dramatic about being real dramatic about what's here and what's now and what's in front of me and what I want to create and what I want to do. You'll get the best response that way, by being dramatic about what it is that you want to do, where you want, what you're trying to create and whatever, and just like you almost, you know, like a play. Like, you know, good morning, everybody, and you swing your scarf or whatever around your neck. I mean, just really dramatic. It's only gonna benefit you. Let me do your aura color real quick, because I didn't even do your aura color. I was just looking at the energy there around it. Hang on.
Okay. While you look at that, do not forget to hit me up this week about the class.
I'm waiting.
Because we're ending the physical class, and then after that, that's when I was going to contact everybody for the phone session class. So the last class is Tuesday, you know, in person. And then I'm going to contact everybody else about the other class. So, yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. I'm going to let you forget.
Cute. Okay, so your aura colors. are interesting. The first thing that comes up is your throat chakra and communication, and it's connected to your heart. And so basically to really create, and I know you say, I think you say sometimes, well, you know, I just kind of take things how they come, or I don't really focus on relationships or whatever. But your aura is actually saying to create a foundation for your relationship. And so basically it's just kind of like how we say, well, the next person I meet, I want this relationship to be like A, B, and C. But basically it speaks about having your relationship on a higher vibration where it actually matches your soul. Like, this matches who I am, what I'm trying to do, my reason for being here on the planet. And so putting it out there in the air that all your relationships are going to be on a higher vibration or a higher frequency. And so let that be the template instead of saying, well, you know, when the wind blows, I'll just deal with it then. Or I may look at that or may not or whatever, you know, sort of like a nonchalant. At least go ahead and set the intention, because as you move forward, see, what's happening is that your attitude about relationships might be a little outdated for your spiritual growth, because remember, you're growing spiritually, so then your physical attitude about relationships is not matching up with your spiritual growth. So then here it's basically saying line them up. So you might want to just look at your relationships, your relationship patterns and stuff like that, and just say, okay, so now my next level or the next type of experience that I want to have, I want it to be like this. So then even though you're setting it, you're not saying like, oh, I need somebody to come here on A, B, and C. All you're doing is setting the template so when it does come, it fits in that template. It fits in how you want it. You know what I mean?
And do you feel like this is a good week to start doing that?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah,
okay,
can you hear me?
So I'm going to start tonight. Yeah, I can hear you. I'm going to start tonight.
Yeah, take some of your thoughts, your love bath thoughts and stuff like that. That's love for self. And then putting it out there, the type of relationships or how you want to communicate with people on that higher level based off of your love for yourself. And then basically all you're doing is extending that out to others. So then, you know, that energy has no choice but to comply to what you send out.
Got it.
So I would definitely do that this week.
Okay,
it's a good time.
Tonight.
You're welcome. Can you hear me?
What were you going to say?
You cut me off. That's cute. I was going to say that to go ahead and do something creative this week, too, like writing. So maybe write some poetry. You write poetry and I know about it?
I know how to write a little something.
Oh, that's cute. So go ahead and maybe write some poetry or whatever. And that can help release some of the energy and stuff like that that's from more of the past. You know, so maybe even be creative.
Okay.
So maybe while you're soaking in the tub, you're doing your spiritual bath, you know, write some poetry. And that's a part of, like, using your energy, too, for this week.
Okay. Okay, I will.
Oh, and your stuff, look, you're like my sister for real, because your stuff is coming out. Your stuff is going out in the mail tomorrow, but your stuff is always extra compared to other people. So your package is actually going, I'm doing my mail run tomorrow. So your package is going out tomorrow with like two, three other people.
Okay, I'm still using stuff another one, so no biggie.
Oh, I know you are, because that was a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you. You didn't have any questions?
Nope. You answered my question. I just wanted to see how I was doing spiritually, because I feel like I've been doing, you know, doing different things and making new strides, and I just wanted to see if it showed up in my aura, and you mentioned
it
without
did.
Me having to.
It sure
so
did.
I'm happy about that. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, it's huge. That's why you want to use that. That's like all the potent energy that you just definitely want to use. That's why you'll know it's a test when somebody try to come at you playing a little mind game or something like that. All that is a test. So that's why you're not even going to entertain.
Flash, and I just went off on one of the doctors Friday, so I need to get better.
Oh, I need
to get better.
No, you want to be dramatic. You just want to be gone with the wind, dramatic, flipping your scarf. You got to get a scarf or something that you could kind of flip around your neck or something.
And
just be super dramatic about stuff, and all you're doing is wooing the energy around you. You're using your power, and you're wooing the energy, so people may not come at you like that. You know, it's like, you know, just they might be like, oh, okay, she on something else, and that could just totally throw the energy off of how they were going to come at you to begin with. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So try that this week, and then let me know how it goes. You got to get a little scarf or something you can flip.
I will. You'll hear about it. Okay,
good.
Well, thank you.
Good.
Appreciate it.
All right.
And
plug
me back
love
into the show. Don't hang me up. Love you, too.
No, I'm ending the show. You're my last person. I'm ending the show.
Oh,
the show
well, thank you. Anyway.
Thank you.
Okay,
all
bye.
Right. Did you hear the beginning of the reading? Did you hear the reading?
I did. I called, like, 5 minutes before the show started.
Oh, did you? Okay. I guess that could
yep.
be.
And
okay.
then my phone hung up, like, it hung up, and then I called back, like, maybe the second caller. So, yep.
Oh, okay. All right, well, good. So we on the same page. Your stuff gets sent out tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I will talk to you later. Post me a picture of your scarf.
Okay, I will.
When you get the scarf.
I'm going to go get one tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Okay. Good. All right, good night. For anyone else listening, thank you for calling in. I hope that you have a wonderful week, or I should say make it a wonderful week. Peace and love.